Hi, and welcome to this episode of Retain FM. My name is Pete Everett, and today I want to talk to you a little bit about standardizing your processes in order to make changes in your business. You see, over the last few months, while I've been off the airwaves, I've been running some coaching programs with some of my coaching clients. And what's become blatantly obvious as I've been working with these clients is that in order to make the space to make real, lasting, effective change in your business, in order to do that, you firstly need to streamline some of the stuff that you're doing in order to make the space for that to happen. And that can be anything from streamlining your pricing, your offering, the clients that you work with, your staff team. There can be a whole load of things that you need to streamline. But ultimately, in order to make this real lasting change, you need to go on a journey from where you are now to this new transformed business that you have a vision of. Now, when you undertake any business development program, it's very easy to get hooked on what that end transformed entity looks like, what the benefits are to you as the business owner, what the benefits are to your staff and to your clients. But the reality is there's a journey to go on from where you are now to that dream goal, whatever that might look like. I've spoken before about understanding what your picture of success is, knowing where that line is in the sand. But the purpose of doing that is so that you can reverse engineer all the steps that you need to make to get from where you are now to that goal. So you need to take them both in equal measure. So what I've been working through with my coaching clients is firstly to look at all of the things that they offer. What are the price points? What's the profit that they earn, or the loss that has happened sometimes? What is all of this stuff look like? And actually to then group things together into sort of boundaries. So maybe that's that, you know, you have hosting clients or maintenance clients, and actually what's happened is you've ended up with, you know, half a dozen different price points on here. Some are more expensive than others, but actually they receive the same thing. And, you know, it's become more complicated than it needs to be over a period of time. So job one, go and look at all of those clients and, you know, put together a package and move clients onto a package so they're all the same. The next thing is to look at, so what are all these services that you're offering? You know, maybe you started life as a web designer or a web developer or a freelancer, but now you're being pulled into some content writing and some project management and I don't know, business strategy and SEO. And now, I'm not saying for one minute that you can't offer those services, but maybe your offering has been diluted because you haven't been in control about how these services make up your business. You've simply offered them to one client and then maybe to a second client. And again, maybe they're on different price points. So it just doesn't make a cohesive business. It doesn't make a cohesive plan to the way that you work and you operate. And then, of course, maybe there's the clients themselves. You know, maybe you, to begin with, we've all been in a place where we just accepted clients, any client that came our way, because we needed the money. I mean, that's ultimately the bottom line of it. But maybe you're in a place now where you can spot trends, or you have particular interests that you want to explore. So maybe you need to make some decisions about what are the clients that you're going to service. That might mean that you need to let some of them go. And you know, there's lots of conversations in the Facebook groups online at the moment about how to sack clients or fire clients. I'm not going to get into that in this podcast, but you know, maybe you might have to let some go in order to clean up some of this plethora of stuff that you're just having to manage. You see, the reality is this. If you have clear-cut boundaries to what you do and how much you charge for what you do and who you do it for, your life will become simpler. And once you've started simplifying things, you then become time rich. You then have the space in order to then start developing the new things that you want to do. That might be different levels of pricing, that might be different services, that might be particular clients at a particular time, but you are then in control of that. And I think what really sets this phase of any consultancy process apart, of any business development process, is that by doing this, you move from being some kind of service provider to being a business owner. If you think about all the mega businesses that are in the world, let's pick one at random, Apple, for example. If you think about Apple, they have clear, concise things about what they do. They make phenomenal computer equipment, mobile technology. That is what they do. And by doing that, they then enable other people to run businesses of their own, to produce apps, to connect the world together. Apple takes care of the hardware and, let's face it, a good chunk of the software. But they have a defined model as to what they do. And I think from the, certainly the small size agency level, be you a solopreneur or a 2-3 person business, it's very easy to lose sight of that. It's very easy to become a reactive supplier and just say, yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we can do that. And you know what? You only have to do that 3 or 4 times, and all of a sudden you have a business that you're no longer in control of. It might feel like you are. It might feel like you're trying to do the best for your clients. But actually what's happening is you're diluting you. And that means that ultimately you're giving a diluted result to the end client. Rather than finding the right partners to work with or staying focused on what your passions, what your skill sets, what the goals are you can achieve for your clients, you start to move away from that. And as I say, it starts to get diluted. And ultimately, if you keep on going down that path, you'll end up with a business that you no longer recognize, that you no longer even like, maybe. And actually, you may end up just folding the whole thing in, and that's not serving you and it's not serving anybody else. Mike Michalowicz, in his book Fix This Next, talks about how he thinks of himself as a shareholder in a business, and actually how he went through a phase of introducing himself as a shareholder in small businesses, to his networking groups and to new people that he was meeting at conferences and wherever. And the reason he did that was, he explains this far more eloquently than I'm going to, but the reason he did this was so that when he started to embody the life of a shareholder, being a shareholder gave some gravitas, gave some responsibility, gave some, I can't think of the word, but gave some weight to who he was seen to be. And when he was seen to be this bigger entity, he then responded in the way of having that extra responsibility. The reality is that regardless of how many people are in your business and how much money you turn over and how many clients you serve and what it is you do for those clients, as a digital agency owner, you are a shareholder in your business. And not only that, but if you're an owner like I am, your family are your shareholders in you. So you have a responsibility to your business and you have a responsibility to your family in order to get this stuff right. And actually, having lots and lots of fluffy stuff around the edges that you're not in control of isn't a sustainable way to grow a business. And I'm assuming you're listening to this podcast because you want to grow a business that changes your life, that makes life easier, that provides for yourself and your family, and that grows you to this point of success, whatever that may look like. And in a future episode, we might talk about defining that picture of success. So there isn't really a kind of a ta-da moment to this episode at all, but merely to say, or merely to challenge you to say, look at your business and try and take some emotion out of it, but be honest with yourself. And if you're struggling with that, then go get some numbers out, okay? Make a list. Go open a Google sheet and pick an area of your business, or pick your project list, and start to make a list of the different service levels you have. Start to make a list of the different price points you have for those service levels, and start to categorize those by types of client. And if you end up with a whole load of just sort of scattergun approach that comes when it comes to your pricing, then, or it comes to your offering, or it comes to your clients, then you know you've got a bit of work to do. And that work will ultimately give you space in order to develop further. So really the point of this podcast is to give you permission. Give you permission to go and dive into the numbers. Give you permission to decide some of the things that may be right or may be wrong for you, and then act on those accordingly. I realize there's been a little bit of a break in the recordings with Retain FM, and I'm really, really going to try and pick these up again this year. I'd love you to come and join us over in the Retain FM Facebook group. Just search Facebook for Retain FM, or go to peteeverett.com/group and it will forward you on. And if you have particular topics you'd like us to cover as part of the show, or any particular guests you'd like us to have on, please feel free to drop me a DM and I will do my very, very best to get those sorted for you. I've been Pete Everett, and this is Retain FM.